Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
G'day. Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast. I'm joined by my co-host, Nick.
Hi.
And Karen from Virtual Soda. G'day, Karen.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
Good. I'm trying a different sort of an intro to our guests. That was really bad, actually. I'm not going to do that again, I promise.
We're experimenting on poor Karen.
So, Karen, you are a virtual assistant, among other things, and you look very Australian.
I am very Australian. I have to ring in my Australian sometimes.
But I'm just going to get straight in there. When people think of virtual assistants, they think offshore. It's the first thing people think about. But you very clearly are not sitting offshore. You appear to be in a an Australian bedroom somewhere.
Yes, in the office / we kept having kids, so it became the spare room. in suburbia, yes. I wish I was sitting on a shore somewhere, which you
yes.
When you're a VA. But,
So
definitely in Australia based.
So Karen, tell us a bit about yourself.
I hate when I introduce myself as a mum, but I am a mum of three kids.
Cool.
And I have a background in sales and marketing, product development, and also media online.
Okay.
So I had a blog. I still have a blog. It just I'm having a little lay down at the moment.
It's having a little rest.
Tired.
It's a little, yeah, a little sleepy. And I also had a podcast. And along the way, I've gathered a whole heap of skills that I didn't even know that I was gathering for now, but it seems to be working well for me.
Mm.
I put it all together once I started needing to be home a little bit more, and I still have these skills that I want to learn more and use. So I started my own virtual assistant business. It's great. There are plenty of us around the place as well. Plenty of mainly women, I must say, but definitely some men out there that are working from home as virtual assistants in Australia.
So there's some dudes doing this as well.
Yeah, but you don't find many of them.
Oh, no.
They're more people, not to stereotype, but they're more office-based and they might be aiming for different things. But you come across one every now and again.
Yeah, right. I've never tripped over a guy VA.
It's kind of like a blogger. Like there's a many women bloggers out there and
so
only
true.
a handful of men out there.
Yeah, so yeah. True.
I presented at actually, I don't know if you might have been there. No, you obviously wouldn't have because you'd recognise me. I presented at the Australian VA conference a few years ago now, and there was like this room full of 60 or 70 virtual assistants from all around the country, and there was three men in the room.
Wow. Those guys
and,
got good.
And I was one of them, and the photographer was the other, and I think there was one dude up the back who was just feeling very alone.
He was brought along by his wife.
But I remember referring to the room as guys. It was like, not guys as in men, but it was like, okay, guys, here's what we're going to talk about. And right, guys, so does that make sense? And I had one, there was a woman in the front row who took me to task over it. And like she gave me this dressing down in front of 60 people and I'm the keynote speaker about, we're not guys, we're women.
Nice.
And like, oh, crap, that really killed my presentation.
That's one of my pet hates. I shouldn't say that, but I'm a big, I throw out the guys no matter if what your appendage you've got. everyone, hey, guys.
Yeah.
It's a term of endearment, surely.
That's what I thought. And it was really, it threw me because for the next 45 minutes, I had to really think about not saying the word guys because she'd go, oh, you've done it again. I was like, oh, please leave me alone.
Just said, take the stick out, lady, and move along.
Yeah.
Love it.
Anywho, so VAs, virtual assistant, what do you do? You said you've got all these skills and stuff, but what is it that a VA actually does and can do, and why would our listeners be at all interested in this episode?
So a virtual assistant can mean so many different things. It's basically another set of hands in your business without having to employ someone on a full-time or even part-time basis. This mm-hmm. is someone casually working for you. I'll get into the way people will charge, mm-hmm. But this is someone that can help you whenever you need it and for whatever you need. So you need to find the VA that is best for the task that you want. Mm-hmm. So my skill sets are in social media, mm-hmm. In website development. Like virtual assistants will actually choose what skill set they want to advertise that they do. So you can get someone to, if you have a Facebook page and you just can't be, you know, a little bit about how your page will grow, is posting regularly, posting at the right times of day, varying your content, but you don't have the time to sit down and do that kind of thing. A VA would be definitely someone that can help you out on that type of thing. If you had a website and you were just handed it, you bought this website package and you'll hand it, you bought the package that didn't have it, you didn't want to pay a lot of money for it, and you just get handed this website, a VA with the background in that platform can help you and take over that. They can upload things for you. They can copyright. They could write content for you. Mm-hmm. Just depends what that VA is capable of. Like, another thing that I do is I also work with people who wanted to start a podcast. I work with people who want to create an e-course for someone, or even just course documentation that they want to hand out amongst their employees.
It's
so quite a diverse job.
Yeah. So if you had an induction, say, and you've got all this stuff that it's all over the shop, a VA could be employed to put all that together for you and provide it. They could even be employed to go and put it into ring binders for you and deliver it to you. Or they can post it to you. That's the joy of it. You can get someone to do something for you in Broome and send it over to Brisbane. It doesn't really matter where the VA is situated. On the international front, though, if you have an international VA, yeah, you might be able to get them cheaper, but you can't do all those sort of things. As there are plenty of VA stories out there of lost in translation.
Absolutely.
Things that have not exactly gone to plan. So that's another thing with Aussie VAs. So there's plenty of other things to find, how to find a VA. Mm-hmm. Again, I could say word of mouth, and I'm going to say word of mouth, but some people will be listening to this and go, I have no idea on any of my friends who've hired a virtual assistant before.
Yeah.
But think about any Facebook groups or any groups that you may be a part of your trade or of your, even in your local area, there's lots of local area pages that you can put out things for business, other businesses that you're looking for.
Yep.
You could even put a post in there saying, hey, I'm looking for an assistant to help me with this. It can be in person or virtually. And you'll never know. You may find someone exactly the same boat that was looking for something very similar, and they've got that recommendation for you. That's that is the golden ticket, really, because knowing exactly who you're going to be contracting will help you not waste your time.
I think that's a big tip, because there's such a variance in skills sets available through VAs. How do you know which one is right for you? So finding someone who has prior experience with what you're looking to do is really helpful.
I like to do about a half hour phone conversation if I don't know the person. I like to do that, and then you get the right vibe of them as well. You know your people. You know this is someone that you want to be able to not spend too much time putting together a job for them to do.
Yes.
So talking to them on the phone, as much as a lot of people don't like to talk on the phone these days, talking on the phone to someone will definitely give you the right vibe whether this person is the one for you to help you out.
Absolutely.
And it'll help you understand that they get you and your business.
Yeah. So did you, did you have a dream of being a VA when you were growing up, Karen?
I didn't know what a virtual assistant was.
You're not that old, Karen. Back
then? I don't know whether there was such a thing. No, actually, I had no idea. I didn't know 5 years ago that this is what I wanted to do. It just is something that happened, and it started happening, and it started happening actually a month before the birth of my third child. So that was interesting, but it just was an opportunity that presented itself, and it's grown from there, and it just hasn't stopped. It's not something I don't think anyone really would have said dreamed of being a virtual assistant, but it's a great thing because you can still keep using these skills that you've developed over the time. And otherwise just sitting at home watching Ellen, which is there's nothing wrong with that. I have Ellen on series before, but we can't watch it in the middle of the day.
Is that when you decided that you should be a VA instead of watching daytime TV?
I have it on series record. Like I still watch it. No, in the night garden clashes with it. So I can't. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I remember Peppa Pig when my daughter was littler.
Oh, we had the Wiggles and Teletubbies.
No. Oh, Teletubbies.
Teletubbies is a big hit. I get it. Edie doesn't speak. She's only one, so she turns around and sort of smiles. So we're like, yeah, this is the one for me, Mum.
Yeah, no.
Nightmare.
So from Ellen to being a VA. What do you think are some of the biggest barriers for people, I guess, thinking about, well, let me paint a bit of a different picture. So in my work as a tradie wingman, I see clients in their businesses get to that stage where they're not quite ready for another employee or to, you know, employ like a marketing coordinator or an office administrator or something, you know. It's a full-time salary or at least a part-time salary. It's a big commitment. And then the role itself is probably narrower than the list of things they want done. And yet I say to them, like, what have you thought about a VA? And it's like, oh, I don't know what I'd get them to do.
It's sometimes a barrier is also that you don't know the person, you're not looking at them. What do you need to provide them to get the job done? That is always a big one. So that's why that phone conversation in the beginning is always good, because you understand where things are coming from and why you're doing things. There's also the hurdle of finding them, but we've gone through that as well. And another way to find people is also there's a lot of VA networks. There's a VA Network Australia that you can hop on there and you can actually just send a job through and they will send you the right VA for the job.
Oh, that's a great service. Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. virtuallyyours.com.au. I'm not a part of it. So
what are you doing, Karen?
I know, but I sort of row my own little boat. But there are definitely VA services out there that are networks of people that you're able to find it. I think also your a virtual assistant, we keep saying VA, a virtual assistant. And you can also get VBs. Did you know that?
No.
You can get VBs.
I thought that lived in the fridge.
Green cans.
Yeah, I know. They're a virtual bookkeeper. So the people that hate doing the finances.
Yes.
So I'm not a virtual bookkeeper, but I've got another lady that helps me out on the bookkeeping side of things.
That's cool.
You can get a VW too, a virtual wingman.
Stop now. No dad jokes.
VW. V-dub, virtual wingman. And I'm Warwick. It's virtual Warwick. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Hey, I did have a question too, Karen. Sorry, just to jump in there. Virtual soda.
Yes.
How'd you come up with that?
I don't know. It just comes to me.
Do you just have these, like, you wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning and go, I'm going to be a virtual assistant. And then the next morning it's like,
made up in my head.
I'm going to be called Virtual Soda.
Virtual Soda, refreshing assistance to get the job done because.
Love it.
So a soda will get you refreshed. And so my job is to take over jobs for my clients so they feel fresher. So that's how I come up with Virtual Soda.
I love it.
There's plenty of VA names out there. There's lots of Haley the VA and Rhonda the VA, things like that. But Virtual Soda also has room to grow, you know?
Yeah,
it does, yeah.
Yep.
So that's how I come up with my name.
So going back to that whole, I don't know what I'd get them to do. Obviously, you've rattled off a big long list of capabilities that you've got, but and I've used both domestic and offshore VAs over the years. I suck at it, actually, and I know that I'm the weak link in that because I suck at sitting down and figuring out what it is I could palm off and how to palm it off. And I end up just doing it myself.
I'm totally the opposite. I have a bucket load of stuff I can hand off anytime.
Right.
Well, you've got to be able to let it go as well. For social media, there's also using social media as an example. Just your regular scheduling. I am an advocate that I do not like to take over people's social media. I don't think that's a good idea for business, because when someone will meet you in person, or there's a disconnect. Absolutely. So I think a great job for a virtual assistant is your scheduling, which is so simple to do. You don't need to go, I want you to schedule this post. I want you to say this then. If you want to, you can. And you can sit there with a spreadsheet and send it over. But a good virtual assistant will sit there. You can have a conversation with you and say, look, these are the places where I like to get my content from. I like to ask questions. They will probably fill in the gaps for you and flesh it out to how many times a day you'd like to post.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's over to them. And then it's the ball is rolling. And it does, like, I understand that it's concerning to hand over something, but it's also, you feel it's another job to do.
Yes.
Like, to set that up, it is another job.
Yeah.
But once it's done, it's done. And the ball should continue rolling. And from that one job will be a second job, because you will understand how that VA works. And you'll be doing something one day, like you'll be collating receipts or putting together invoices from each of the jobs, and you'll go, why am I doing this?
Absolutely.
And the next thing is that goes over to VA. And so it keeps working that way. The more you use your VA, normally a VA will have a set casual rate.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to purchase hours from a VA is in a package, and most will actually have one of those packages. It's a discounted rate. It is tracked. It's normally, say, a 90-day, you need to use those hours up, and you'll find that you easily use those hours up, because once you start, you keep handing stuff over.
Let me throw a few examples at you, and you tell me, Karen, if they're the kind of things that a VA would take care of. So content writing for websites.
Oh, 100%.
About
also,
us pages.
But making sure that it is the right VA. Don't expect
Definitely.
Every VA to do these
Definitely.
Things.
Definitely.
But
these
will
are
have
options.
Their own skill set. Yes. Uh-huh.
Options they can find. So one of the most important things that both Warwick and I bang on about is about us pages and how important they are. Is that something a VA can do?
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
And how about something simple like setting up an email signature so it looks a bit sexy and it's ready to go?
That is my whole bag. Like, I have on my business cards digital zhuzhing.
Zhuzhing.
I use technical terms. And literally I go around to people's websites and their social media and anywhere that they can be found to make sure that they are using the right, I know this is going to sound probably like, but the right fonts, the right colors, the right shades, the right, everything is consistent throughout. Yeah, I call that just digital shushing.
There's a technical term.
And just making sure that the same content is found in all the places that you wish that there was just one database and you just put it all in and it appeared and everywhere that you needed it to be. Also, you could have a research project to make sure you are on all those places online, all those directories. That would be a whole nother research project. If you were looking at moving into a different area with work, that's another research project that a VA could do for you.
You know, being a tradie is hard enough, going to work all day on the tools every day. Finding time to do some of this, I call it fine-tuning, is really difficult, and yet you don't need to do it. You can just handball it over to somebody else. It's not necessary.
What about things like, well, see, I'm standing here thinking, Oh man, I could actually get a VA again. I can see
the cogs whirling.
There's so much stuff that I haven't got done. So what about some of the things I talk to my clients about? Email marketing.
Ah, yes. I was going to say that's completely my bag too. No, I think you find someone that a virtual assistant that works really well with whatever customer database program you like to work with, whoever you're collating it. That is also another thing. If someone's listening going, what's a customer database? I've got a whole heap of names. Yep. That's another thing. Collate that. Mm. Send all your things. And you don't need this on a computer already. You can send this away. Go down to Australia Post and pop all your papers. You can photocopy them or whatever you want to do and send them off to someone. And they'll collate them and put them in a spreadsheet for you and shoot it back to you. Then all that can be uploaded into a main database, like MailChimp or something along those lines. I'm a MailChimp girl all the way. And then your newsletters can start with a like as easy as that. 1, 2, 3, and it's done. And you've handed that over. That's another thing. Your VA will know that you want to email fortnightly to all your people, even monthly, quarterly, if you wanted to, if there's certain times of the year that you know that it would be great for business if you touch base with all your customers.
Yeah.
That is something that a VA can track. They can ensure that it's sent off properly and efficiently and in a really professional manner because you're using these systems.
What about podcast show notes and uploading episodes?
Careful how you answer this one, Karen. I can see a job coming.
I was looking back over my podcast show notes, and I probably wouldn't be your girl because, but there are plenty of people. Transcripts, there's lots of people that do your podcast transcripts now, because that's a major thing for accessibility for people as well. So making sure that they are done is definitely the VA for you. And there's lots of networks out there that you literally go to them and say, hey, these are my jobs, and the right VA will come to you. Probably a few wrong ones as well, but you need to shuffle them out.
Mm.
Do you think a great way to start for a small business that's maybe a little bit frightened of using a VA, they've never done it before, they've never really considered that this could be a possibility for their business, but they know they're feeling snowed under and there's a lot to do, do you think a great first step might be just to talk to a VA? Start with a conversation, see how that conversation grows. Because I know in talking to you, the many times that I have, Karen, you help me find things that you can possibly do for me. And I feel that any good VA would do the same.
Definitely. Definitely. It would be literally sitting down and having a coffee with someone or over Skype.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to be able to see the people that I'm speaking to because you get a lot more out of the conversation. And just having a feel, just literally telling them exactly where you are in your business. I know that might seem strange to a stranger, but they won't look at it like that. They're looking at getting jobs off you.
That's right.
So they're going to go, hey, I can do that for you. I can do this for you. I can set up that. I can do your business cards. I can do a flyer for you. Mm. I can do all these things. They're going to be able to shoot back at you. And you won't even realize that how much you expected to get out of it. You're probably going to have a list going, okay, so I'm just going to have a full-time employee doing this job as a VA. But, it's much easier just to get that conversation going and you will feel out the way of the type of jobs that you are going to be able to hand over.
Yeah. One other, just to chuck on the list there and run this by you, is scheduling jobs in calendars. A lot of sole tradies and smaller tradie business owners with maybe just themselves and one other person on the tools find it difficult to take the phone calls, schedule the jobs, book the quote meetings, all that sort of stuff. Is that the sort of thing that you could easily hand off to a VA?
Definitely. I know VAs that actually take calls from that are diverted from people's mobile phones. So they might go into a job and that person will divert their mobile phone to their VA. They'll know at certain times of the day. They might even check in depending on what type of level they're at with them. And then so with things like Google Calendar, anyone can see your calendar when you share with them. So it all works very consistently and very easily for people to do that.
Mm.
It's a big problem solved, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. I hear lots of complaints about that.
I think with being able to divert your phone when you're a sole trader. And like there's sometimes the partner is able to take the phone calls and things like that, but they can't be sitting at home waiting all the time for the other half to be going into a job. So I think that's a really easy way to look at things.
Absolutely.
What's some of the biggest stuff ups people make when they either use a VA or, you know, choose a VA? Like what are some of the common mistakes that people make?
I think the price point, people will like anything. Who doesn't like a cheap item, but you get what you pay for. I've bought plenty of things.
Really?
I know. Surprise. there's plenty of times that I have bought things off Fiverr, like websites like Fiverr, these places that have internationals that are doing things really cheap. Really not well. There's some out there. Look, I'm not bagging all of the people on Fiverr, but there's a lot. then you're going to get what you pay for. So I think that's one thing. So a lot of things get lost in translation, especially on your copywriting. I definitely would avoid any copywriting content coming from overseas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we speak differently. And especially if as an Australian business, you're selling to Australians in Australia, we speak quite differently even to other English speaking places. So I would definitely not recommend that. Really think about the places that you're going to be sending to. There are jobs on websites like Fiverr that are cheap and cheerful and you're going to get what you ask for.
Yep.
But yeah, maybe not doing any copywriting, website content, anything like that from overseas VAs. I also think expecting to send your information via ESP is not a good way to go about things.
That doesn't work so well?
So there is a setup process. It is going to be a job, like I said before. It is going to be to set it up, to get someone to feel out your business and know what you want. Yeah, it's going to be an hour or so of your time to make sure that that's right. Don't expect to go to someone, hey, this is my Facebook page. This is my LinkedIn profile. I want you to make them exactly how I speak and how my business runs. Okay, see you later. And think that that's going to happen. Like it's you've got to give more information. You've got to be able to provide. I always ask people, are there places already? If their websites are developed, then that's a great place to start. If they have put their content anywhere else, if they have, I don't know, some people actually works for if they've been, I had YouTube clips and things like that. I know that doesn't mean for everybody, but there are a lot of trades that actually are on YouTube and doing little jobs. So that's a great place to start as well. But yeah, just expect that you were going to have to set up the job, but once that is rolling, it is easy peasy. It's not going to be any problem for the future. But yeah, give it time for setup and love your Aussie VAs.
So with that whole thing of, okay, I'm going to pay more for a domestic VA, for an Australian VA, I'm going to have to put time into doing this, I'll just keep doing it myself.
Yeah, I get it. The reason why you wouldn't want to keep doing it yourself because you've got to keep doing it yourself. True. So next month you are going to have to do the same thing and the month after that. So if you don't get it handed over to somebody else, it's never going to leave your hands and you are just going to be snowed under for a long period of time.
But at least
you realize that you are wanting to get that VA.
But at least I'm saving money. See, by doing it myself, I'm saving money.
Oh, Karen, you're saving heaps, Warwick.
Yeah.
Saving money, but how about your sanity and your time?
Yeah. Right?
So the time that you're spending on writing your little Facebook page that is super important to some, completely not important to others, you're wasting that time. You could be out on a job.
Exactly.
You could be out working with your team and doing some leadership there. You could be making sure that the rest of your team is working to the caliber that you are and being able to bring more money into your company. Mm-hmm. So I think spending a little bit more money to get the right person for the right job. And Aussie VAs can be anything from startouts can be from about $25 an hour to probably about $50 an hour for your general VA work. Project work can be different. Website and copywriting is different. There's a few other things out there, but that's kind of what you're looking at for an Aussie VA to be doing your general bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, think about the long term. This is your time with your skill set that working with content creation and social media, that's not the skill set. That's not as whatever industry you've entered into. There's no module on that.
Absolute.
And yeah, look, bit of tongue in cheek there about playing devil's advocate, but I got to say, I've worked with a lot of tradies, and the clients that I've worked with, and the tradies that we come across here at Tradies in Business, they're fantastic tradespeople. Most of them suck at content writing and bookkeeping and systems development and website updating and blog posting. They're really shit at all those things. So it just doesn't make sense for you listeners to do those things yourselves.
Or
torture your partner by making them do it.
No.
Because it's probably the last thing they want to do as well. I know there's some wives and partners out there that are happy to do some of that stuff and probably have some skills at it too, and that's great. But I just see way too many partners who are saddled with all of the crap that the tradie can't or won't do, and they're not great at it and don't want to do it either.
No, completely not. And really it comes down to where you want to draw the line for a lifestyle choice as well, I think. Whether you want to make that free time as a family, because a lot of it falls back onto the family, you're going to keep pushing it onto somebody else, pay someone to do it. You could even, and another thing that I was thinking of, the tradies that are going out, you could actually write down, if you don't quote at that time, if someone knows at a certain time period that they're going to be required to do quotes and you've probably got four coming through that day, you could actually send a text message to someone, take a photograph of your written notes and send it off to your VA. They could be sitting there and write that quote up for you and send it off to your client.
Mm.
Done.
That's got to get professional, some tradies smiling.
It's easy done. It's just that initial finding the right person and the setup.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, and even when you think about the hourly rate, because I suspect some of our listeners would have heard that and gone, what, $50 an hour? I don't even get paid that.
I don't get paid that either, but some people do.
but you know, that's a very common reaction. And the reality is the business owner will spend maybe an hour to put each of those quotes together instead of time with the family, or crap, you could be out doing $88 an hour or $110 an hour on a freaking job instead of putting that quote together, and you're already in front by $50.
And let's not forget how much more in tune with the work a VA is and therefore efficient.
Oh, I do it faster.
Absolutely.
Probably do three quotes in an hour to the tradies one, two finger typing.
Well, that's it. So if you put it down to an hourly rate, normally a VA will charge by the 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you were sending through, just using the quote example, if you were sending through four quotes in a day, you might pay $30 for someone to send professional quotes off to your clients without you having to sit there and write your address details at the top or whatever you're going to be doing.
Yep.
That for $30, that's handled for you for the whole day.
It's just a no-brainer, isn't it?
Mm.
Easy.
Mm. What's that, like half a carton of beer?
That's a great way to tell.
Depends. If you like my husband and his craft beer stuff.
It might be a six pack.
One six pack, yeah. One six pack of beer and you can get all your quotes done for you. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Cool. So what would you be doing if you weren't doing this?
With three kids, I can't imagine getting into town for work every day. It just is beyond how does that even work? How is everyone going to be dressed? Like, I won't wear the wearing shoes when I get there. But I don't know. I think I'd probably be still doing some sort of main website thing. I'd probably be doing exactly the same jobs, but for myself, really.
Yeah, right. You'd be watching Ellen and Teletubbies.
Yeah. No, I don't need to watch the shows. And I don't have those things on Sirius Recorder. It's literally just Ellen and Kardashians. But anyway, probably not the right demographic.
I don't know. There are some tradies out there that don't mind those Kardashians.
I can see why.
Mm-hmm.
I'd still be doing the same thing. It's still the same. I still love MailChimp, where I send off all my newsletters. It's just, for me, it's what I've always been doing for myself and for big business. Now I'm just doing it for influencers and entrepreneurs from my angle and just different businesses out there.
Mm.
It works better for me.
Before we wrap up, have you got a happy story? Have you got a... Because we often talk about horror stories with our guests. You know, oh, tell us a horror story. Or tell us about a big stuff up. But have you got a happy story where, you know, you took on someone like me, you know, some dickhead who wouldn't let go of stuff and it's like, oh, I might as well just do it myself and, you know, transform them or their business or something like that?
A lot of the people that I work for are from some sort of transformation. So they, that sounds really, but no, they're people that had blogs or had just a little online space and they have developed it themselves into either a business or they've just become bigger. Like they've just, there are some people that I work for that are just bigger in their own shoes.
Mm.
So it's, I love working for them because I know them already from following them in that space.
Yep.
And I love what they stand for and I love their product. Mm. There are people also that I work for that are green as. So there are some that do not have, they didn't have a Facebook page. They didn't have an Instagram. They didn't have anything at all. Actually, one of them had bought a, okay, I'm going to have to cut out names here, but had bought a website package from a cheap online place where you get all your business cards and things like that. Thinking that it sounded like a great idea at the time until I got my hands on it and I was thinking, this is not right. And we actually, I found out that she didn't own her domain. She didn't own anything.
Oh, no.
So she was paying these people for I don't even know what. And so it was when she couldn't have a security certificate on her website.
Yeah.
She couldn't have anything. So we actually built her a whole new website and changed it over. And she, it took me a little while to get her to convince until I sent her the screen capture of her website page when she didn't have a security certificate on it. And she went, okay, that's probably not a good choice in my business.
Yeah.
No.
And so she moved it, moved across. And so she's actually learning as she goes as well. Mm. And I actually sit down with her. I'm lucky this time she's actually not too far away. She's only 20 minutes away from where I am. So I will sit down and do little intros to Instagram with her or I know that over Christmas I'm going on a road trip with my family and so I'm not going to be around. So I need for people like her. Some people are like, oh, well, I'll just do my own business for those few weeks. People like her are like, sorry, what? Like they're just like, you can't go away.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting down with her and it's actually an education as well for her to learn how to do things. So that's probably my happy story, my little development that I've got going on in the background.
Yeah, cool. Cool.
Sometimes we both probably want to tear each other's hair out when I hop on her webpage and her pictures are up sideways. but, you know, we're working on it. We're getting there.
It's a project.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So something that I have introduced to the Tradies in Business podcast, and I don't know if Nick's entirely happy about this, but I'm calling it the Tradie Takeaway. So imagine a styrofoam hamburger container, Karen. See if you can fit a takeaway meal into that about, you know, what you do or what tradies need to think about. You know, what should our listeners take away from this episode in their takeaway container?
I think you're wasting time by not getting started. So if you are sitting there and procrastinating on putting someone on to take on the roles that you were not skilled to do, harsh maybe? Was that really harsh?
No.
I was like, oh, bang, like straight to the kidneys.
No.
Not wasting your time trying to do them and employ someone on a casual basis. It doesn't need to keep going, but just to get it started. Even if you haven't got the ball rolling, they can get it rolling for you.
Yeah.
You will find that if you have your budget, you can go out there, find a VA that works for you and just get started doing it because you regret it. Once you do start, you regret not starting today.
Absolutely. Mm.
You got any space?
Is that takeaway container enough for you? Don't have styrofoam these days as
I
well.
I know. That's what I'm upset about. It's the styrofoam. Okay, and it's a hamburger. What if they're vegetarian?
Well, it's a veggie burger.
Okay, but we're packaging it as a hamburger.
They're asleep anyway because they haven't got enough iron.
But they're calling it vegetarian meat or something now anyway. So.
Oh, is that what it is? Really?
Yeah. Oh, my kids' school, a vegetarian school. I didn't know this at the time. But they had the best sausage rolls. Like I used to. These sausage rolls are the best sausage rolls going. And then someone told me they were vegetarian sausage rolls. I'm like, what do you mean? They don't look at it. It's amazing. So I just pretend I don't know they're vegetarian and still love and rave about their sausage rolls.
Yeah. How can they be called sausage rolls?
Yeah.
Who knows? But that's, they're really delicious.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. We're going to stay away from nutrition and politics on this show for at least 10 minutes. That's awesome, Karen. Thank you. And I agree. Jokes aside, listeners, just have a go. Like, seriously, 5 hours, maybe 10 hours, you spend 300, 400 bucks. Maybe you just do a couple of hours and send us a tiny little project. I know
most of my clients are 4 to 5 hours a week.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
And it's amazing. I had a mate of mine actually who's a bit of an entrepreneur and he's got a very successful business now. When he first started out using a VA, he did exactly the same thing that I'm still doing 5 years later, which is, I just don't think I've got that much for them and I wouldn't know how to hand it over and it's too complicated. And he bought a block of hours through a VA agency. And I think he burned through it in the first 10 days because he was like, oh, my gosh, there's this and that and this. And then he had his own full-time VA. And now I think he's got full-time staff in the office. But it gave him that little sort of step up to get good at handing things off. And then he progressed to having someone in-house. And then he uses VAs for that sort of next little level so he can make that jump with handing more things off and getting higher level VAs.
I've never lost a client now. So there, I've not had a client start working with me to get, this is probably not the best idea. They add their second business. I've got that at the moment. People are adding their second business onto their work.
Wow.
There you go, listeners. Get a VA, you'll grow your business.
Absolutely. Yes.
You heard it here on Tradies in Business podcast. Awesome.
If our listeners want to find you, how do they find you?
I'm at virtualsoda.com.au. And, on all the social medias, you can find me at Virtual Soda.
Fantastic.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for taking time out of your busy Ellen recording schedule to chat to us today. And
you're welcome. Anytime I'll come and chat, although I can't really talk about many other things besides being a virtual assistant.
I don't know. Karen and I have had a few good chats, haven't we, Karen?
I'm sure you've seen some interesting stuff that you could chat about.
We could talk about Prosecco.
Yeah, well, okay, maybe we won't.
Yeah. how to make your own Prosecco in the shed.
Oh, no.
Karen and I had a pro blogger conference a few years back, and I think, was it the first night, Karen, you enjoyed quite a few beverages, and then the next night it was me. And there were some pretty nasty hangovers to be had.
I'm terrible at following up, but I always do.
Awesome. Well, we'll save those stories for next time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But thanks again, Karen. Great chatting with you. And, by all means, listeners, go check Karen out at virtualsoda.com.au and give it a go.
Thanks, yes, Karen.
Do it.
Thanks, Karen.
No worries. See ya.
So there you go. Go get yourself a VA. There's really no excuse because it's not that. It's not like you're committing to a $500 a week wage.
No, and you're not paying super and you're not paying all that other stuff or putting in place all the HR that's required for an employee. You just make a call, get the stuff done.
I know, and I seriously have stuffed around with this for so long myself and I waste so much time doing things. Not so much because I won't let go of it. I mean, I'm happy to delegate stuff. I find it difficult to sit down and think of what do I need this person to do. I've just gotten so used to working on my own, and I think that's a big part of tradies in business is, for those listening, I think they've just gotten so used to doing everything themselves that it's actually hard to articulate to somebody else what they want done.
I guess then you're just trying to find the right VA that can help extract that from you.
Yeah.
Pull it out like a tooth.
Ah.
Mm.
I was just talking about the dentist earlier. Thanks for that.
That's okay. Just a friendly reminder.
Anywho, go check out Karen's website, as we said, virtualsoda.com.au. And what was that other network she mentioned as well? No, it's gone. You just listened to the episode anyway,
forgotten.
Gang, so you should have heard it. I don't need to remind you. but if you got some good stuff out of today's episode, wait till you see what's in the Tradies in Business Facebook group.
It is so exciting.
In all seriousness, if you haven't joined, go join the group. It's a closed group on Facebook to keep out all of the twats. so that it's just legit tradies and their supporters and the good people. There's a couple of questions to ask, answer. Wow, it's been a big day of recording
it
here at Tradies in Business Studio. There's a couple of questions to answer just so we can make sure you're a legit tradie. There's no hawking. There's no plugging.
No spam.
Nick and I are hanging around in the shadows making sure everybody's playing nice on the building
Lurking site.
And giving the conversations a bit of a prod. But there's conversations in there about what software to use, people's experience with different social media platforms, how they're managing, you know, payments from customers and all sorts of cool stuff. And there are some very successful trade business owners in there.
There are.
Sharing very abundantly their
experience.
They do.
Experience. They're so generous with their knowledge.
So it's really awesome to see. Make sure your name's on the list. Go over to Facebook, search Tradies in Business in the groups, and apply to join, and we'll let you in if you're nice.
Come say g'day.
All right. Well, thanks again for listening. Always a pleasure to have you tuning into these episodes. Tell all your friends, join the group, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.